It is good to be in your house today. And Lord, we welcome you here. We ask your Holy Spirit to breathe on your word as it's read, as it's sung, as it's declared. Spirit of God, come in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts to worship. It's a responsive reading. It's taken from Psalm 34, 1 through 6. Pam Provera is going to lead us.
I will. Wait, just a moment.
You're good. Go. You're all right.
Can't see with them. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes it boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. Amen. Victory in Jesus.
Thank you.
reminded of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me before I ever knew him. And Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you for being obedient, dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us life. Thank you that you canceled the debt, Lord, that we owe. Thank you for healing. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. You are worthy of all of our praise. We just bless you and honor you, and we say thank you. You're faithful. You're good. We honor you and we praise you. Father, we pray for the sick today. We pray for Jeannie Burke. Lord, just we ask healing on Jeannie in Jesus' name. Strength to come to her in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Joe, Janet Kirk's brother. Jesus, we ask you to heal him. Command every cancer cell in his body to go. Chemo is no longer working right now. And Lord, we just ask you, you are his healer. You are the great physician. And we pray healing on Joe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray peace on him and Joe's wife. Lord, that you would just surround them with your peace, with your comfort. We pray wisdom for the earthly doctors. And Lord, we thank you that he's going on a trip. I pray you'd have fun. Lord, you'd just have fun. Lord, you came to give us life and life abundant. And Lord, we pray peace. We pray life over Joe in Jesus' name. Bless him, God. Peace over Janet in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Bonnie Williams as she transitions to a new oncologist. And Lord, we pray, we thank you for the healing, the stable. Lord, that's what they say about her condition right now. We just lung cancer stable. And Lord, we ask for continued healing on Bonnie. We pray peace in the transition. I pray, Lord, that she would find a doctor that she likes, that is gracious and kind and knowledgeable. Lord, that open doors for a new oncologist for Bonnie. Pray peace on her, Jesus. Your continued healing and hand on her in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Abby and Adam. Lord, as they are going on a well-deserved vacation, Lord, just bless them. We pray, Father, for Danielle Emling, that baby Elsie would stay in that womb, Lord, for 2 more weeks. Lord, we just pray that she would just have a safe delivery, that baby would be whole and healthy. And we just thank you, Jesus. Protect Danielle. And Lord, just bless her. We pray peace over Danielle in Jesus' name. Father, we pray peace over the next, Lord, several weeks of different pastors, preachers coming in here. Lord, I pray that they would have, they'd have a word. And Lord, that this would just be fun. That's the word that comes to mind. It'd just be fun having different preachers come in a little different. And Lord, I just pray peace in that whole process. And Lord, just thank you. Lord, you're good. You're faithful. And you're kind. And you're gracious. Thank you, Jesus. Just how you've provided for me. And you've provided for me, Lord, through old friends and new friends in this congregation and old congregations. And Lord, you're so faithful. And you're so kind. And you're so good. And I'm thankful. Thankful. And we come into your house today to worship you, to honor you, to say that we love you. And we are so thankful for you, Jesus. Thankful for your forgiveness, for your healing, for your life. You're good. We praise you and we honor you. And Lord, we thank you that the world's needs are, you see them. Psalm 34. We've had the first part. Later it says in that same psalm that your eyes are on the righteous and your ears are attentive to their cry. And Lord, we pray for the suffering and the hurting and the grieving and the mourning. Lord, that they would know that you are near, that they would know you as Emmanuel, that Holy Spirit, you would comfort those who grieve and mourn. Lord, we pray for Devin this morning and the loss of his grandmother. And Jesus, I just pray your sweet peace and your sweet presence. who are grieving and mourning. God, we ask your mercy in what's going on in Ukraine. God, your mercy in what's going on in our nation, in our world. God, thank you that you see. Thank you, Lord, that you sit in heaven and you laugh because you know what is to come. We thank you, Lord, that you are bringing vindication. And Lord, we thank you that you see and you hear and you know. And you are the soon and coming King. And Lord, we pray, Jesus, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we thank you for these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We offer it up to you as worship unto you. We praise you and we honor you, God. And we pray you bless the givers and bless the offering for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and sing Glory Be to the Father, if you're able. Those of you that came in late, we're going to take the Lord's Supper later. There's elements. I think there's some in the back if you want to grab those. So thank you. Just so we don't have to interrupt. Is there some back there? Yeah, good. Our New Testament lesson is Acts chapter 2, verse 21.
And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Something beautiful flowing into there, something about that name. Thank you. Jesus' name, that you would give me the words to say, to fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. I pray for focus. I pray for clarity. And Lord, I feel like today you want me to exhort. And Lord, I pray you would anoint me to do that. So come, Holy Spirit. It's your word. I pray that we would encounter you in it, that you would speak to us in it, that we would have eyes to see, we would have ears to hear what your Holy Spirit has to say to your church today. In Jesus' name, amen. I sent you an outline this morning via email, and I was going to post it on the church website, and I just felt the Lord just say, just kind of, you know, kind of gave me this. And one of the reasons recently why I haven't, sometimes I do outlines and sometimes I don't, is because I like structure. I like order. And if I send out an outline, I feel like I have to follow it. And today I'm not really going to follow it. So you have it, and it's a really good Bible study. And what I just want to do is I just want to talk to you this morning. It's going to be a while before I'm going to be back, probably, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks. And so kind of give, just, I've had a lot of thoughts, and not saying goodbye. I'm going to be here. I'm really excited about doing a Bible study in the fall on Revelation. I'm really excited about that. And I know Luann's going to do that. So, you know, I'm going to be here. It's going to be a little bit different. And so just want to, again, just say thank you. Thank you to everybody, again, for your generosity and your love. And for those of you who don't know kind of how I got here, I came here, started filling in the fall of 2018. And I was staying at that point in a friend's camper down in Johnson City. I had tried that summer. I had moved out of my apartment in Heron in May and really felt like I kept getting visions and words about St. Louis and revival and the glory of the Lord coming to St. Louis. This was in the spring of 2018. And tried with all my might, honestly, to get up to St. Louis, sending up resumes, and as crazy as this is, I couldn't get a job in St. Louis. Like, how crazy is that? You know, I'd been interviewing in chaplain positions, and because I left the United Methodist Church back in 2015, they were going to hire me on at Children's, but when they found out I didn't have an endorser, I wasn't affiliated with the denomination, they couldn't hire me. And so, like, Lord, what is going on? And I'd always wondered what it felt like with Paul in Acts when it said the Holy Spirit forbade him from going into Asia. I experienced that because I was knocking on every door. Lord, you're speaking to me about St. Louis. I'm going to go to St. Louis. And just, it wasn't working out. And I was really frustrated. And one day I was praying, walking around Arrowhead Lake in Johnson City, and was praying, Lord, if I don't preach, I'm going to die. If I don't preach, I'm going to die. And the very next day, Stan Irvin called me and said, April, I need a preacher up in Des Moines. Would you go preach? And I thought, well, that's an answer. I'd just been praying that the day before. And, you know, came up and filled in. And you all were in a really hard time at that point as well. And so there were other preachers filling in. I came back a second time. And Stan was asking me, you know, April, would you want to come in? You want to come in and fill in? I'm like, and I was praying about that. Because on paper, the Coin First United Methodist Church and April Turner didn't fit. You know, I didn't fit with what you all had had. I thought I was going to St. Louis and the glory of the Lord was going to be poured out on St. Louis. And I'm like, the coin? Like, what? And you guys were looking at me like, what? She doesn't preach. Like, you know, it was just like, it was like, what's going on? And, but it was, looking back on that, God ordained that. And he brought us together. And I am so thankful for that. And then when COVID hit, you know, I feel like I was here for such a time as this. And I'm so thankful for what God did, because it didn't seem to fit when you just looked on the outside. But God had a purpose, and he had a plan, and he's so faithful. And so I just want to say thank you. And you all have been a blessing, and it's been an adventure, and it's been again, the adjective fun comes to mind, and it's kind of a weird adjective to use, but I'm thankful. I'm just really, really thankful. So in Psalm 107, there is the final verse of that. I'm going to look at that today. And the final verse, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in a different translation than I read it a couple weeks ago. The New Living Translation is kind of my devotional reading. I really like reading devotionally out of the New Living Translation. And I'm going to read it out of the NLT today. But the very last verse of that, we're going to get there, but it says, "Whoever is wise, let them heed these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord." And today, I just want us to remember our journey together, and let's consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Let's think about his faithfulness and what he has done. And it's so good. And again, I'm so thankful. I keep saying that, I'll stop. But I am thankful. As I was praying about coming here, the Lord gave me a promise. And he said, "April, you're going to reap what you did not sow, and you were going to harvest what you did not plant." And I was like, wow. And I have been praying that every week since I've been here, the last nearly three and a half years that I've been here. And when you plant a seed, you don't see the results right away. And again, today I just want us to consider, you get a harvest when you, spiritually, you get a harvest when you think about and you meditate and you let that word get deep down in your heart. So that's my prayer as we look at this psalm today. Psalm 107. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. For he's gathered the exiles from many lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless. Hungry and thirsty, they nearly died. Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for his wonderful deeds to them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, miserable prisoners in chains. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one helped them rise again. Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for his wonderful deeds to them. For he broke down the prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. Some were fools in their rebellion. They suffered for their sins. Their appetites were gone, and death was near. Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He spoke, and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love, for his wonderful deeds to them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. Some went off in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They, too, observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. Their ships were tossed in the heavens and sank again to the depths. The sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and tell of his wonderful deeds to them. Let them exalt him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. He changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry land. He turns the fruitful land into salty wastelands because of the wickedness of those who live there. But he also turns deserts into pools of water, the dry land into flowing springs. He brings the hungry to settle there and build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. They raise large families there, and their herds of cattle increase. When they decrease in number and become impoverished through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt on their princes, causing them to wander in trackless wastelands. But he rescues the poor from their distress and increases their families like vast flocks of sheep. The godly will see these things and be glad, while the wicked are stricken silent. Those who were wise will take all this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. The first part of that psalm is a song. And the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord for he's good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. That's our song. He is good and his love endures forever. That's our song. And so that's the introduction, the song of the redeemed. And then that next section we talked about last week, it's four stories of deliverance. It's those who were lost. It's those who are in rebellion and sin and are suffering, prisoners. Then you've got people that, again, they're kind of in rebellion and they're physically sick. And then you've got people that are in a storm. And all four of those deliverance stories, the lost, the prisoners, the sick, the hurting, and those that are in storms, all of them cry out to the Lord. And all of them. And in every single one of them, the Lord hears their cry, and he comes, and he delivers them. And all of us here, we all have different stories. We all have different situations that the Lord has delivered us from. And our song is the same, even though our situation is different. He's good, and his love endures forever. And then this final part of this song, it's kind of a summation. And the first part of that psalm, the end of that, in verse, I think it's 33, if I get my preaching Bible turned to the right page. Verse 33, the summation, 33 through 43. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. In nations throughout the world and throughout history, you can actually see this. You see it in Israel's history. The ground reflects the sin of the land. Where there is great sin in the land, that's often reflected in the ground, in nature around it. And he says this here, if he turns rivers into a desert, places that used to be flourishing, he will take it to a desert place. Those that were lush turns into a salt waste. We reap what we sow. And we see that in that psalm. Those that are in rebellion, what happens? God allows them to suffer affliction. He takes his hand off. Okay, you want to rebel? Okay. And there are consequences to that. The other side of that, verse 35. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing, they multiply greatly and he does not let their livestock diminish. And again, we see that in this psalm. Those that are wondering and those that are thirsting, what does God do? He hears their cry out to the Lord, and he leads them into a beautiful land. And we see that in Israel's history. He delivers them out of Egypt, and he brings them in. Even in the desert, where they were cranky and grumbling and just they were hard to deal with, they want water, and God provides water for them. He turns a salty land, a desert, and he brings refreshing. If we repent and we turn and we come to Jesus, there is a refreshing. There is healing. There's restoration. Jesus said, he said, if you believe, out of your belly shall flow forth rivers of living water. There's refreshing and healing when there's repentance. And again, throughout history, you look at places that come to Jesus where there is deserts and horrible things going on in agriculture. Places throughout the world that repent and turn to Jesus, there's a renewal of the land. The sin and nature, it's really intricately, it's together. And it's interesting, in the book of Revelation, you actually see that. That God's going to restore, it's a new heaven and a new earth. And creation's groaning. It's groaning for the sons of righteousness to be revealed. And there's an intimate connection between us and nature and our sin and what happens and then our repentance and what happens. It's actually quite beautiful. God's a restorer of all things. Verse 39 through 41. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. The evil in the world, evil men and women, they prosper for a time, but they are going to reap what they sow. Verses 39 through 40 assure us of that. But verses 40 and 40, 41 and 42, but he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. He's a restorer and redeemer of all things. And then he says this, whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Whoever is wise, wisdom, Solomon writes, Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If we want wisdom, we need to honor him. We need to humble ourselves before him. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. That little word, it's really, I love this little word. It's the same word that's in Psalm 121. And I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, keeper of, maker of heaven and earth. He who watches over you does not slumber. That little word, he who watches over you, it's our same word here. It's a little Hebrew word, shamar. It means to keep, to guard, to observe. And the psalmist here says, whoever is wise, let him attend. Let him pay attention. Let him guard over these things. Let him, it's a really interesting phrase, let him watch over these things and consider. To meditate is to mull something over. And that's not this word here. It's a word for to take deliberate action, to look at a bunch of different things and think about it and consider it. Whoever is wise, let him observe, let him watch these things and consider, think about the great love of the Lord. And you think about those four redemption stories. Lost, wandering in the desert, hungry and thirsty. I think all of us have been felt lost in times, lost in our life. What are we doing? Lord, what is going on? And the promise, according to this song, hears our cry. Consider, think about his great love. Those. That are in darkness and in the shadow of death. Prisoners in affliction and irons. Those that we know, maybe we're there, that are in rebellion. We've spurned the counsel of the Most High. And we're in trouble. But if they cry out to the Lord comes. And he brings out of darkness in the shadow of death. And he bursts bonds apart. How many of us know people or have been there and know people that are in addiction and they are just walking in darkness, depressed and overwhelmed? Got a testimony of one there in the back. God's done that and delivered. And there are many that God has done that for. Our God's a deliverer. And as we think about the people that are still in that situation, consider the great love of the Lord for them. He loves, and he's a redeemer, and he brings out of darkness and the shadow of death, and he bursts their bonds apart. The lost, the hurting, those in the darkness, oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. Those that are fools through their sinful ways and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathe any kind of food and they draw near to the gates of death. But they cry out to the Lord and the word of the Lord comes. It says he sent forth his word and healed them. Oh, his great love. Oh, his great love. Oh, his healing. Oh, his redemption. For the lost, for the hurting, for those that are in bondage, for those that are in chains. His love. Whoever is wise, let him heed, consider, think about these things. And remember his steadfast love. Remember his love. Those that are in ships. Last week I said none of us have been on a ship. And Rich was like, I have. I've been on a ship. I've experienced that. He literally has. Most of us haven't. But the ships and the waves of life that are just up and down and up and down. But if we cry out to the Lord, he will come and he will still those things and give us peace as he did to the disciples in the midst of the storm. Oh, you of little faith. Oh, you of little faith. Whoever is wise, let him guard over these things. Think about these things. And remember the steadfast, loyal, faithful love of the Lord. The warning is, it's really easy to believe that for someone else. I can believe that for you. You may believe that. But it's really hard to believe it for ourselves. And some of you may be sitting there thinking, well, that may be for them, but it's not for me. Or I'm in an ocean right now and my boat's being swamped and I've cried out to the Lord and he hasn't come and he hasn't delivered me. And you might be thinking, no, that's not for me. Whoever is wise, whoever fears the Lord and humbles himself before the Lord, whoever is wise, let him attend these things and consider, think about the steadfast love of the Lord. As I think about 3.5 years here, think about what God has done, and think about in a circumstance where it's like, well, I don't know if we're going to fit, but we're going to give this a go. In the adventure we've been on the last 3.5 years, how faithful God has been and how his love has been poured out upon us. And the healing, I feel like on some levels, that has taken place in this congregation. And COVID, as awful as it was in the lockdown, really, what's our focus? What do we need to be about? We need to be about Jesus. We need to be thinking about him, thinking about our relationship with him. You are loved. loved, that he is faithful, that he's been with you, he's guided in the past, and he's going to continue to guide and direct in the future. Think about his love and his faithfulness. You're like, I can't remember. Maybe you're a church curmudgeon this morning. I can't remember any time the Lord's been good to me. I can't remember any time the Lord's been faithful to me. Read Psalm 107. Read Psalm 107. The Bible was written so that we can learn from the saints of old. He's faithful and he's good. Today we're going to take the Lord's Supper. And it is a beautiful reminder. An absolute beautiful reminder of his love. His love poured out. His love. I was having a conversation with friends on Friday about Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, he saved us, bore our sins, he died on the cross for us, was raised in power. If we believe that, y'all, we're going to have heavenly bodies when we die and go on to be with him. And we're going to be beautiful. We're going to be perfect. Our bodies are going to be whole and perfect. But you know what? Jesus, when he left glory, he still bears the scars. Because he loves you. He died so that we can be whole. But he still bears the scars. In Revelation 5, when we see the ascended Jesus, the image of him is standing as a lamb that's been slaughtered. A lamb with its neck slit. And Jesus in glory still bears the scars in his hands. Every scar in our body is going to be gone. But Jesus still bears that because he loves you. Because he loves you. And he died and he wants that relationship with you. Whoever is wise, let him attend. Pay attention to. Deliberate on these things and consider the great, loyal, faithful love of the Lord. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before one another and to the Lord. And before we do this, I just invite you, if there's anything you need to confess before the Lord, if there's anything that, just let's do that silently, and then we will confess this together. But if there's anything, let's just silently, Holy Spirit, come and search our hearts. Let's pray this prayer. Holy Father, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. We have turned away from you in our busyness, in our distractions. We have lived in fear and anxiety instead of trusting in your goodness. In your love, in your faithfulness. Forgive us, we pray, and free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remains steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord,
God, power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Holy Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By his baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Sorry, I've lost my sheet here. You gave birth to your church. Leave you hanging there. Delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made us with a new covenant by water and the Spirit. At his ascension, you exalted him to sit and reign with you at your right hand. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. I stand. Good night. I need to calm down. I'm so excited about singing "I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene." I forgot to take this. Lord, we thank you for your body broken. We thank you, Jesus, for life and life more abundant. And Lord, we just take this as a symbol of your body broken. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. And we thank you for life. Lord, those barren places in our heart right now where we just need you to fill. Lord, as we take this bread, we just invite you in. Jesus, come and fill those places. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, that by your blood, Lord, we are healed. Lord, we are forgiven. And your blood speaks a better word. We thank you that we are a new creation. The old is gone. As was read today, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your blood. We receive everything you died to give us, Lord. We receive it by faith right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's stand and sing. I stand amazed in the presence. ravens, those he's redeemed from the north and the south, from the east and the west. Whoever is wise, let him consider these things and heed the great love of the Lord. Father, I pray that we would be wise, that we would consider and we would remember, Lord, your great love. We thank you, Jesus, that you've ascended in glory and you still bear the scars in your body for what you did for us. And Lord, we honor you and we love you and we say thank you. And Lord, I pray that our love for you would be reflected by those around us. Lord, that we would love our neighbors, that we would love, Lord, those that we come in contact with. Give us eyes to see them as you do. We love you and we honor you. And may our lives reflect your love, Lord, to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.